You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Peter King is retiring, Tony. Are you thinking about hanging it up?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Every day, just before we do the Sports Center segment.
Yeah, I'm sure they love hearing that.
That's when it comes to me.
They love that.
You ought to quit right now.
Done.
If I walk out and I don't have to do that, that's a win, don't you think? That's a big win.
You're leaving so much on the table, though. So much.
Yeah. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Wake Forest fans storm the court. Steve Kerr agrees to an extension. And Sunday's NASCAR race ends in a photo finish. But we begin today with Cody Bellinger signing a 3-year, $80 million contract to stay with the Chicago Cubs after his great comeback season.
Yeah.
When he batted .307 with 26 homers, 97 RBI, and 20 stolen bases. Bellinger and his agent, Scott Boras, were looking for something longer and far more lucrative than this. So, Wilbon, what does this deal do for Bellinger, the Cubs, and the remaining Boras free agents?
Well, for 2 years, at least, if he's there for the second year, it gives him like $30 million in salary. So we don't need to, set up a GoFundMe for Cody Bellinger just because he didn't get $200 million, all right? So it's a shorter-term deal. It's a great deal for the Cubs, Tony, because Bellinger, while he was great for us last season, he had injuries before that, and he was not great. He had a couple of seasons after that MVP year where you go, wow, is Bellinger on the decline? Is it just injuries? Healthy last year. He was terrific. Kept the Cubs in contention until the final couple of weeks. And the Cubs are hoping that with Bellinger in that lineup again and a year of experience and acquired savvy for that team and improvements along the roster, that they can actually win the division. So you need Cody Bellinger. You need that bat, that threat in the lineup. I don't know what it means for Boras' clients overall because they don't have the same circumstances as Bellinger. Each one has different circumstances, some coming off a better stretch of time than Cody Bellinger. So I'm not going to sit here and try to be Tim Kirkjian and tell you I know what's going to happen in the market with the Boras clients, but this is great news in Chicago.
Yeah, it's a one-year deal, Mike.
Yeah.
Bellinger can opt out in either of the first 2 years of that contract. Nothing binds him to the Cubs at all. I think it's a great deal. I mean, he can go back into free agency at the end of, October.
He can do that.
I think it's a great deal for the Cubs because at the very least, they're getting a guy at 28 years old in his prime for not a lot of money, even if it's only 1 year. I think it's less good for Bellinger. It sort of feels to me like he caved a little bit. He and Scott Boras were looking reportedly for between $150 and $200 million and something 6 years and up. Have I ever mentioned to you that Scott Boras could be the devil? Here's the thing about Bellinger. If he has a great year, Mike, he can go back into free agency and at 29 still be in his prime and probably get a long-term deal. I think that people didn't want to give it to him this year because, as you're saying, you don't know if you can trust this year to be the start of a long-term thing. It might have been a one-off after what had happened before. But it seems to me it just leaves Bellinger sort of in a waiting room, like in a doctor's office. I mean, I don't know.
It's a pretty good doctor's office if you're making $30 million this year. It's okay. You can sit and wait for the doctor at $30
million
and pile up numbers at Wrigley Field.
A guy like that, with those numbers, he could have gotten more. In terms of Boras's other clients, maybe they'll opt to do the same thing and get out after 1 year, although pitchers rarely do that. So I don't think they're going to do that.
But long-term.
For Bellinger, I thought he'd get a better deal. I do.
I'm glad he got the deal he got. Let's go, Cubs. Let's move to the court storming that led to Kyle Filipowski's injury. Wake Forest fans stormed the court to celebrate the Demon Deacons' narrow win over Duke. At least one made contact with the Duke Stars' right leg, and he was helped off the court eventually by a teammate and a team manager. Duke head coach John Shire, of course, was furious, asking, quote, when are we going to ban court storming? Close quote. Tony, is it time for this unbelievably stupid tradition to go?
Oh, it's way past time. It's wild behavior. It's dangerous behavior. I mean, you really can't have it. I was thinking about this, Mike. When we were sports writers and we covered games and we sat pretty low down, you know, when we were near the court, you didn't have court storming because there was always security around, Mike. I mean, we were looking at the backs of secure guards.
I'll tell you about an exception.
Well, okay, but in my remembrance, that's what it was. So I would say to schools, if you think you have any chance to win at all and you always have a chance, you know, go get some security. This is the second time in a couple of weeks we've seen a big star get smashed.
Caitlin Clark.
Literally smashed. Caitlin Clark and Kyle Filipowski. Like, I don't know that I agree with Filipowski's contention that he was targeted. I'm not saying that. But it is chaotic behavior, and you have to threaten to take away the win or threaten to take away home games. Mike, just as an aside, I don't know how badly he's hurt, but if he lost an NBA career, he could sue Wake Forest for hundreds of millions of dollars, and they would be liable because this would be lack of institutional control, as the NCAA likes to say.
And, Tony, there have to be institutional controls. It doesn't start with the school. It can't start with the school. The school has to enforce it because you're at the school's gym. But, Tony, there's no other opinion on this. And I thank God, you know, Jay Billis has been adamant about this as this network's in large voice when it comes to college basketball. And I applaud Jay. I really meant to call him and say thank you. This has to stop. There's no other opinion. Any other opinion is stupid and lazy and ignores the safety of the athletes and the fans. I've heard people say, oh, they should just delay it 30 seconds and let the fans. Fans have been hit by goalposts. Fans have trampled each other. This is stupid. It's got to stop. The NCAA morons at the top of the pyramid and the conferences, the SEC has been actually the progressive leader in this by saying, no, you will be fined six figures. Make it seven.
Yeah.
You got to have real security, not people just, you know, working in retirement who come out of their houses and stand when they're with a blue jacket. No. Security. And they have to enforce it. And the schools have to be on board. And this is just another dumb thing that the NCAA has let go, and it cannot go on. What do we have to see?
You sound,
a kid being stretched
you sound
off
like
the
Marcus
court.
Marcus Spears. When you say you need more security, I was disappointed in the Wake AD. It was a really weak statement. He didn't even refer to Filipowski by name. He called him the Duke student.
The Duke student, what was that?
10,000 miles
thank
away.
Thank you for mentioning that. Come
what
on.
Are we doing here? Let's go.
Please.
Let's move to the NBA and the coaching carousel. No, nobody got fired. In fact, Steve Kerr extended his contract by 2 years, so will now be up at the end of the 2025-26 season. Same time Steph Curry's contract will be up. Wilbon, what does Kerr's two-year extension say about the Warriors' plans to you?
It says, let's go Dubs right now. Right now. We're not dealing with 5 years. Steph Curry's not leading the team to the championship at 40, but he can lead one now. I mean, look, I know they lost to Denver yesterday in a terrific game, but they've been hot enough 8 out of 10 before that. They've seen what they can do, adjustments they can make, changes they can make. Kuminga being introduced into the lineup and being almost a star himself. And Steve Kerr actively is trying to handle all that. And you do that with Steph Curry. Steph Curry, now to me, Tony, one of the 10 great players of all time. I don't know what position he goes at. I don't care. Steph Curry. Steph Curry and Steve Kerr go hand in hand. And they still go with Draymond Green. Yeah. And I hope with Klay Thompson in his new role, him coming off the bench. Now, you squeeze it now. The next 2 years, that's what you got. Steph's not going to be Tom Brady. So let's get over that and let's go for it. And that's what this contract extension says to me. One of the great coaches of all time, Steve Kerr.
So Steve Kerr now is the second highest paid coach in the NBA, second only to Greg Popovich. This is for 2 years and $35 million, awful lot of money coaching. If you ask me what I read into it that after 2026, Steve Kerr is going to leave. The people that he came in with, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green will
Sunshine
be old. Not all of them will even Well, not all of them will even be there at that point. And I think Kerr, by lining up with Curry, is suggesting that maybe the two of them could go out at the same time. If you ask me the Warriors' plans, the Warriors would have Steve Kerr forever. He's a great coach. He's got four championship rings. He's the Olympic coach. He's got championship rings as a player. It's airtight. His resume is absolutely airtight. I mean, I understand why they would want him, but it does feel to me like he's signaling to the world, I'm out after this. I'm out.
Well, I don't think it's about the looking for out. I think it's looking at what we got. The glass is more than half full. What we got? And in 2 years, who the hell knows what's going to happen in 2 years? I mean, but you got now. You got now in a tough Western Conference. Let's go for it now. A year and a half ago, they won a championship that people didn't think they would win and that season started. So let's go for this. And, God, if Steph Curry is healthy and out there, Tony, you got a chance. You got a chance because he's still one of the best players in the league. And as I just said, to me, one of the best players, of greatest players of all time.
Let's take a break now. Coming up, Sean McDermott says it's a matter of when, not if, the Bills win a Super Bowl. Is he right?
And could you tell, Tony, who won yesterday's NASCAR race without replay? Did you know?
So most NBA coaches make $6-8 million. And in Spoelstra and Kerr and Pop make double that. And so does Monty Williams, which is amazing.
Monty.
He makes double what everybody else makes.
Hey,
how did that happen?
Call leverage.
Does he have rings?
Leverage.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for a little babble from the rabble. That is a good phrase. I wish I'd written that. Let me see what's first here. Put the glasses on. Here we go, Mike. Sean McDermott says it's a matter of when, not if, the Bills win a Super Bowl. Do you agree with that?
Well, he said some other things, too, to the Athletic in an interview. And, Tony, that's what he's supposed to say. What is he supposed to say? We might kind of like to sort of get there. No, that's supposed to be the attitude of your leader. And he said some other things. He acknowledged how hard it was. He talked about sort of the obsessive pursuit. He might not have used the word obsessive. I'm using that. But he used the word pursuit, like following that ball carrier. Yes, that's what you're supposed to feel if you're a Buffalo. You are set up. You have enough players to challenge and win. Can you get past Kansas City? Maybe, maybe not. But that's your mission. Is it automatic? No. Ask Jim Kelly and Marv Levy and Thurman Thomas and, Cornelius Bennett, and Bruce Smith, ask those guys who were great. Not once, not twice, but four times. Great like 6 years.
That's
and
right.
So, that's what he's right. supposed to say. Good for him.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of if Sean McDermott is there and they win the Super Bowl. If I owned the Buffalo Bills, I would have hired Bill Belichick this year. And I'm sort of surprised they didn't do that. Bill Belichick can close in the Super Bowl, and this guy can't. I'll go further here. There is no reason, this is sort of what you're saying, there's no reason to believe that Buffalo is demonstrably better than Kansas City. No reason to that at all.
No.
Josh Allen's a very good player. Is he as good as Patrick Mahomes? No, he's not, because nobody is as good as Patrick Mahomes. I can see Baltimore and Cincinnati and down the road Houston and maybe the Chargers winning a Super Bowl ahead of Buffalo. The phrase that he used was the relentless pursuit
relentless
of the Super
pursuit,
Bowl. But
yes.
As you're suggesting,
love that phrase.
That doesn't guarantee a win. Yeah, ask Marv Levy, ask Bud Grant, ask a lot of people that have gotten there and haven't won, and this guy hasn't even gotten there.
Yeah.
So,
but again,
you
the
know,
question
I
is,
mean,
do you agree with his that's what I want to hear from him. I don't want to hear less than that from my head coach, or then go get Bill Belichick.
Okay. Let's get another one in here. Give you more to talk about. Could you tell who won the NASCAR race without the replay?
Tony, I'm going to have to answer honestly. No. And I just even, we looked at it upstairs. Matt Kelleher called this clip up for me, and I thought the car on the left, on the rail, I thought that car, it got to the checker area first.
Me too.
But not the yellow line first. Didn't get to the ribbon, as we would say for Carl Lewis and Ben Johnson and, you know, others. I got it wrong. I'm looking at it in slow motion and got it wrong. So thankfully they know what they're watching and they can watch it like a million times. But what a finish. When that's like a movie finish.
So here's the deal. I could not tell who won without replay, nor could I tell who won with replay.
Yeah.
Like you, I thought the inside car won,
yep.
And it turned out the outside car won. These people are going 180 miles an hour.
Amazing.
Three abreast, and they're 1 inch apart. They're totally insane to do this. I said this to you about the Daytona, that whoever puts together the technology that shows you how this works, in the Daytona, you had a million different angles at every single crash. It's just remarkable technology.
It is.
I still don't know who won this race, but there have been horse races, Mike. There have been horse races
three
that they
wide.
Call a dead heat. Well, two usually. They've called it dead heat because they think the horses are tired. If they called this a dead heat, I would have totally accepted it. I would have accepted it.
Yeah.
Seemed that way to
technology
me.
Technology
except
separated.
For the car technology in the middle was
great.
A little bit back. Yeah, enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come, your boy Anthony Kim will apparently return to professional golf in the very near future.
Yeah, real like near. Like day after tomorrow, maybe? Lionel Messi and Jordi Alba create something special for Inter Miami. Don't you miss the race? You went to a couple of races as I did. It's incredibly fascinating.
It is. I mean, and all the NASCAR races.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 21st birthday yesterday, Brandon Pajemski. Warriors rookie is the answer to the trivia question, who replaced Klay Thompson in the starting lineup after all those games and all those years? Pajemski was the 19th overall draft pick last year out of Santa Clara, where he was the West Coast Conference co-player of the year. He's averaging 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists as the Warriors enter the transitional phase with their roster and try to remain contenders. The next stalwart to be pushed back a bit will likely be Draymond Green. Last will be Steph Curry. This is the toughest part of coaching, finding a graceful way to replace longtime stars.
Tony, I'd say that's the second toughest thing. The toughest is finding people to replace them. And that's what Pajemski and Kuminga, they seem like they're on the runway toward doing it. My God, they're trying to replace people on one of the great teams in the history of sports in America. You don't just do that, but they're doing it pretty well right now. I like watching both of them.
Happy anniversary, Pete Weber. This is a PTI favorite. On this day 12 years ago, Weber won his record fifth U.S. Open bowling championship, breaking the tie with his father, Dick. Pete and Dick Weber had been tied at four since 2007. When Weber won the championship, and because he was the last seed, he had to climb the stepladder through the 2 and 3 seeds before the championship round, which he won by one pin on a closing strike. And when he won, Weber declared vigorously and somewhat confusingly, quote, "I did it. That's right, I did it. Who do you think you are? I am," unquote. I don't know what he was talking about.
Tony, I don't know what he was talking about either. It's one of the great nonsense rants ever. And he loves that we put this on. I did meet him at an event, my own book. Tony, you ever go out and roll 199 on national TV? I'm just asking.
No. No. Did you?
Yes,
you did.
I did.
Happy trails, Peter King. Our friend, the great football writer, is retiring. He's simply not interested anymore in the day-to-day minutia of covering pro football. He's been to 40 Super Bowls in a row, and this year he thought it might be nicer to watch it on TV. We know Peter King well.
Yes, we do.
He's been a guest on this high-quality cable program many times. He's been a guest on my podcast many times. Nobody covered pro football better than Peter King. He lost interest in things other than training camp and games, and he knew what that meant. After Kansas City won the Super Bowl a year ago, King asked Andy Reid if he was going to retire, and Reid shot back, "Are you?" King was thinking about it then. He's doing it now. He's only 66, and I can say only, just as I can say, exactly what am I doing here?
Tony, a little inside baseball. So Peter King and I came up together. We're a year apart in age. Covering pro football. Yes, I covered pro football for a long time. Sports Illustrated wanted both of us to leave what we were doing and come and cover. Peter, I think, was at Newsday, then I was at the Washington Post. Come and cover football for Sports Illustrated. And a sage mentor named Tony Kornheiser said to me, "You don't leave where you are if they can make you happy." So Peter left, I didn't, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah, Peter and I share the fact that we both worked at Newsday at one point.
Love
the
Peter.
Newsday Alumni
He's great at it. He's a great
society.
Person. I loved hanging out with him all these years. Loved it.
All of that is true. And again, what is also true, only 66. Come on, what are you doing? Big finish. Here we go.
Let's do it.
The Red Wings forward, your boy Patrick Kane, scored the overtime game winner in his return to Chicago. How did you feel about that?
First emotion, angry that he's gone. Second emotion, oh, wait a minute. We want Macklin Celebrini with the first pick again. The Bears ain't the only Chicago team looking at a first pick. We hope the Blackhawks wind up with that pick. Macklin Celebrini, if Patrick Kane can help that, what a contribution to the team where he won 3 Stanley Cups. Lionel Messi scored in stoppage time to get Inter Miami a draw with LA Galaxy. You impressed with that?
He is the most fabulous athlete in sports in the world. You put him on the stage, he delivers all the time.
He does deliver.
He does. Stop with mock hockey drafts, please. 2 years in a row, stop. UCLA reportedly finalizing the hire of Eric Bieniemy as offensive coordinator. Your thoughts?
You know, Tony, they're too complex and they're too conflicting to even get into today. It's a segment. It really is. The Golf Channel says Anthony Kim will play in this week's LIV Tour event in Saudi Arabia. You excited to see that?
He's been going 11 years. I'm curious. I'm not excited yet. I'm curious. The last one, Women's Gold Cup tonight, U.S. versus Mexico. Who you got?
Mexico's got something at stake. The U.S. is through and doesn't. I'm going to watch it. 10 o'clock tonight.
You hit 2 in a row. If you lose this one, you're a chump. We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.